Last time we had a Mishmar, we had the one Mishmar where we did Samach Beis Amud Beis pretty much to the bottom of the page. So we're going to start now from Samach Beis Amud Beis toward the bottom of the page. You do not have to have been here last time to chap what we're doing now, but you are going to be responsible for what we did last time. So we are holding Samach Beis Amud Beis four lines from the bottom of the page. Itmar. Now the sixth parak is a fairly easy parak of Maseches Gittin, but the first daf of the sixth parak is particularly difficult. I would say it's the most difficult of all of the dapim of the sixth parak. So today's shiur is probably going to be the most challenging of all the shiurim. So you may have to go over it a few times, and certainly don't get dejected if you don't chap it right away on the first time. So we are holding four lines from the bottom. The Gemara is going to discuss a case where we know the halacha is that a woman can make a shliach lekabbalah, shliach to receive her get for her, because that's a woman's role in the get, is she receives the get. A man can make a shliach lehalacha, because a man's job in the get is to give a get. So whatever you could do, you can make a shliach to do. Whatever you can't do, you cannot make a shliach do. What happens though if a shliach comes, he was appointed by the woman, but he comes and he misrepresents himself. He comes and he says, even though the woman really made him a shliach lekabbalah, he claims to be a shliach lehalacha. He claims that the woman had said that she's okay with him being a shliach lehalacha, or vice versa. So let's see how the Gemara deals with this. Itmar, havei li giti. The woman actually tells the shliach, I want you to bring my get to me, which means I'm not making you a shliach lekabbalah. You could bring it to me and then I'll receive it from you if you are a shliach lehalacha, but I'm not making you a shliach lekabbalah. But then the guy goes to the husband and he misrepresents himself and he says, v'ishtucha amra hiskabel li giti. He says, oh yeah, by the way, your wife told me that I could be a shliach lekabbalah, that I'm a shliach lekabbalah. V'hu amar, then the husband says, heilach k'masha amra. Yeah, do like she said. Here's the get, do like she said. So the husband never said whether I'm making you shliach lehalacha or I'm accepting shliach lekabbalah. He just says, do what she said. Now, what does he mean by do what she said? Do what you claimed she said, or do what she actually said? If it's what you claimed she said, then the husband's trying to make the guy shliach lekabbalah. If it's what she actually said, then the husband's making the guy shliach lehalacha. Now, which one is the husband actually entitled to do? Halacha, not Kabbalah, right? So let's figure out what's the halacha. So Amar Rav Nachman, remember that name, Rav Nachman, we're going to come back to it. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua Amar Rav, Afilu Higia Get Liyada, Enam Ugreshes. The halacha in this case is, even if the guy, the shliach, brings the get to the woman, they're not divorced. Why not? Because the woman had made the guy a shliach lahalacha. There's only one problem. The woman can't make a guy a shliach lahalacha. The man had made the guy a shliach lekabbalah. Only one problem. The man can't make the guy a shliach lekabbalah. So therefore the guy is zero. He's nothing. And when he goes and he brings the get to the woman, it doesn't accomplish anything. Right? That's Rav Nachman's statement, that the get doesn't work at all. So says the Gemara, what do you see from there? When the husband said, do what she said, what do you think the husband meant by that? Do what you said she said, or do what she actually said? So says Gemara, Shmamina adibur didei kasamich. You see that the husband was relying on the report of the shliach, and he was saying, do what you claimed she said. After all, you claimed that you were a shliach lekabbalah. So what the husband was trying to do was make this guy a shliach lekabbalah. He was trying to be maskim to the shliach lekabbalah. Only one problem, the husband can't make a shliach lekabbalah, and therefore it's nothing. Because if we were to say that when the husband says, yeah, do what she said, he means what she actually said. Well, what did she actually say? What did she actually make the guy? A shliach lehalacha. So if the husband was saying, yeah, I agree with that, then what would the guy be? A shliach lehalacha, and everything would be good. As soon as michimati gita liyada miyatigaresh, when she would actually receive the get, they would actually be divorced. So that would be that would work. From the fact that Rav Nachman says they're not divorced at all, you see that when the husband says, yeah, do what she said, he means what you claim she said, and not what she actually said. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, no, that's not a proof that in general we assume the husband relies on the shliach's account. Hachi hashta. Hachi hashta, you could circle that, that's an important concept, you do need to know concepts. The quizzes will be made up pretty much of questions from the main points and matching concepts. So hachi hashta, what does hachi hashta mean? Come on, you all know this. I told you. It's a faulty comparison, right? You can't compare the two cases. You can't compare regular shliach, whether you're relying on his report or you're relying on what the mishaleach actually said, and this case of a get. Why? Had you had a case where it was the opposite, then you'd be able to prove something. What does the opposite mean? The following. If let's say the woman actually makes the guy a shliach le Kabbalah, and the guy presents himself as a shliach lahalacha, and in that case, if the husband says, yeah, do what she says, and had Rav Nachman paskind in that case, that when the get gets to the shliach's hand right away, she's divorced, so then alma dibura didahu de kasamach, that would be a good proof that the husband is relying on what the woman actually said, because in that case the woman actually said, I want you to be a shliach lekabbalah, so the husband's making the guy a shliach lekabbalah, and they're divorced right away. Inami, or if Rav Nachman would have paskin in that case liyada, that as soon as she receives the get, she's divorced, what would that tell you? That the husband was making him a shliach lahalacha adibur etidei kasamich. That would therefore be a great proof that he's relying on the word of the shliach, who claimed he was a shliach lahalacha, and the husband was then making him a shliach lahalacha. That would be really great, and that would be a good proof one way or the other. Elahacha, but over here, the way we set up the case is that the woman tried to make the guy a shliach lahalacha, the guy claimed he was a shliach lekabbalah, and the husband, we don't know what he meant, and therefore we say they're not divorced at all. That doesn't prove the husband was relying on one thing or the other, on his word or her word. Maybe the reason this get doesn't work at all is because the shliach ceases to be a shliach when he misrepresents himself. When he was made a shliach lekabbalah, and he says, nah, I don't want it. When he was made a shliach lahalacha, rather, and he claims to be a shliach lekabbalah, you know what he's saying? I'm too lazy to be a shliach lahalacha. I'd much rather be a shliach lekabbalah. What does it mean, too lazy to be a shliach lahalacha? Why does it take more effort to be a shliach lahalacha? You got to go all the way back and deliver the get. If you're a shliach lekabbalah, the second he gets it in his hand, so they're done. They're divorced already. So what he's saying is, I'm giving up my shlichus. Well, once he does that, he has no right to do anything. Then, of course, they're not going to be divorced. Elahacha mishum da akare shliach lishlichusei legamre. He's uprooting a shlichus entirely. He's saying, a shliach lekabbalah I'm willing to be, a shliach lehalacha I'm not willing to be. And therefore, we can't prove from the fact that there's no get that the husband is relying on Dibura Didei, on the shliach statement. Maybe the husband's not relying on the shliach statement. The husband is trying to do what the wife said, but the shliach can't do that anymore because the shliach gave up that shlichus. He refuses to do what the wife said. So even if he later changes his mind and actually delivers the get, it's too late. He had refused.
I'm really sorry. I'm sorry to everybody.
No, it's not really. Yes, they're responsible for this outside shul. This is their night schedule requirement. I'm letting them get away with it during school hours. It's their night schedule requirement.
So can we talk, maybe?
Yeah, just not when the recorder's on, maybe?
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Okay. So maybe we'll
not now, okay?
I don't expect now, but...
Speak to Rabbi Kamenetsky also. He approved this and was into it.
All right, this is because of a lot of ruckus.
No one has to be here. And that's why it's being recorded. It's online. Everyone can listen to it during Night Seder. Okay. So says the Gemara. The Gemara now moves on. New issue. The Gemara makes three attempts, not really a new issue, three attempts to prove Rav Nachman's psak incorrect. Those Rav Nachman's psak, the woman made the guy a shliach lekabbalah, lehalacha. The guy claimed he was a shliach Likabala, husband says, yeah, do whatever she said. So Rav Nachman said, no get, nothing. No matter what happens, even if the guy actually delivers it to the woman, it's not a get. The Gemara is going to make three attempts to prove that Rav Nachman is incorrect in that psak. Attempt number one, Amar Rav Huna Bar Chiya, about 8 lines into the page. Amar Rav Huna Bar Chiya, Tashima, let's bring a raya. Ha'omer and Rashi points out, a raya that what? Tiyuftal Rav Nachman, a raya against Rav Nachman. Ha'omer Eskabel gets a li'ishti. Someone says, I want you to be mekabel this get for my wife, meaning, I'm trying to make you a shliach lekabala. O, holich gets a li'ishti. Or, if you want, be a shliach lehalacha. Ratza lachzor yachzor. If the husband wants to back out on that after delivering the get to the shliach, the husband wants to call the shliach back and say, no, I changed my mind, I don't want to get divorced, he can do that. He can undo it because they're not yet divorced. Taima de ratza. Sounds like he can, if he wanted to back out, he can. Halo ratza, havi get. But it makes it sound like if he doesn't want to back out, this can actually be a valid get. Vamai. How could this ever be a valid get? The husband said to the guy, I'm making you either shliach lekabala or shliach lehalacha. The only way it could be a valid get when he delivers it to the guy is if the guy is a shliach lewat. No, lekabala, because lehalacha, the guy would have to deliver it to the woman. If the guy's a shliach lekabala, then it could be a get as soon as you give it to the shliach. If the guy's a shliach lehalacha, it's not a get when you give it to the shliach. When's it a get by a shliach lehalacha? When he delivers it to the woman. So the only way it would work is if this guy is a shliach lekabala. But who's authorized to make the guy a shliach lekabala? Only the woman, not the husband. So what do we mean? How could this possibly be a good get? Ella, rather, must be amrinon, we say, Kivan shenasan einav legarsha, meimar amar tigrish ki kalhechi demigrisha. We must assume that if the husband said be a shliach lekabala, he didn't really mean be a shliach lekabala. He meant, I'm interested in getting divorced. Do whatever it takes. Whatever would get me divorced at the end of the day, that's what I want. And therefore, even though he said I want you to be a shliach lekabala, what he really wants is shliach lehalacha, because that's what I can make happen. So hachinami, so maybe we should say the same thing in our case, in Rav Nachman's case, that the husband said, do what she said, right? What does he mean by do what she said? What he means is, I want to be divorced. I don't care how you do it. Just make it happen. And if that's what the husband really means, so then when should she be divorced? Or should she in fact be divorced in the end of the day? If the husband's saying, make it happen, however it works, I don't care. Yeah, she should be divorced in the end of the day. What did Rav Nachman say? That she's not divorced. So hachanami, why don't we say over here also in Rav Nachman's case, kivan shenasa nein of legarsha, meimaram tigrish kalhechi demigrisha. Since he decided to divorce her, he's saying, I want to be divorced however you can make it happen. So don't you see that Rav Nachman is wrong? Big fat question mark. Answers the Gemara, there's that phrase again, hachi ashta. No, you can't compare Rav Nachman's case to this case. Hasam adam yodea she'in shlichus the kabbalah v'gam v'nasan l'shem halacha. The case that we're bringing a raya from, no one misrepresented themselves. The husband went to the shliach and said, I want you to give this to my wife and be my shliach l'kabbalah. Now he knows that it can't really be a shliach l'kabbalah, so he meant, I want you to be a shliach l'halacha, because everyone knows the husband isn't authorized to make a shliach l'kabbalah, so that's why he said, that's why we can assume he meant, be a shliach l'halacha. But hacha, over here, where the shliach misrepresents himself, ta'i, it was a simple mistake. The husband thought that the shliach was one thing, and he was really an entirely different thing. So therefore, when the husband tells the guy, yeah, here's what I want you to do. I want you to be a shliach lekabalah, he doesn't know that the guy isn't authorized to be a shliach lekabalah. He might really mean it, that I want you to be a shliach lekabalah, because he's been told that that's what this guy is. So therefore, it's not a good raya at all. When do we say that just get me divorced, however you can make it happen? That was the husband's intention. That's when you didn't lie to him, and he's just telling you something. So he's saying, okay, go give this get. That means give it however you can make it happen. But when the husband is being lied to, no, he probably means whatever you claim you are. I'm a trusting person. I believe that's what you are, and that's what I want you to continue to be. So if you claim you're a shliach lekabala, I'm giving you this get as a shliach lekabala. So this does not prove Rav Nachman wrong. That attempt failed. Attempt number two to prove Rav Nachman wrong. Amar Rav, a third wide line. Tashma, let's bring another raya. Kitana sha'amra, hiskabeli giti. a ketana under bas mitzvah says, I want you to be mekabel my get, makes a shliach li kabbalah. Eino get ad sheyagia get liyada. Well, the get's not going to be a good get until it's delivered to her. Why not? Why not? She made a shliach l'kabbalah. Why shouldn't it be a good get right away?
She's
an das. Right. She can't appoint a shliach l'kabbalah. She's a katana. She doesn't have das. She got married by her father, accepting kiddushin on her behalf. But what do you see from here, though? Yes, she's not divorced before that. But once the get is delivered to her, what does it sound like?
She is divorced.
Kimati gita liyada mia migrisha. But when the get does arrive, it sounds like she is divorced. Va'amai, why should she be divorced? Va'lav shliach lahalacha shavya. Didn't she not make the guy a shliach lahalacha, and neither did the husband? The husband just was assuming to go along with whatever she said, and she said shliach lekabbalah. Se'ela amrinan, it must be the reason she's divorced is, when the husband said be a shliach lekabbalah, what did he really mean? I want to get divorced, so do whatever it takes. And if the only way to do it is shliach lahalacha, then do that. Kivan shenasan ein of legarsha meimar amar tigrish kalechi demigrisha. That's an important concept also. We've had it a couple of times already. I've circled it the first time in my Gemara. You can circle it wherever you want. Kivan shenasan ein of legarsha meimar amar tigrish kalechi demigrisha. That once the husband decides to get divorced, we assume that he means to appoint the shliach to get divorced. However it will work. However you want to make it work, just make it happen. So Achanami, by our case as well, by Rav Nachman's case as well, why don't we say Kivan Shanasa Nain of Lagarsha Meimaram Tigrish Kalhechi Demigrisha? By Rav Nachman's case as well, why don't we say that the husband means that since I want to get divorced, make it happen however it could happen, and therefore should she be divorced? In Rav Nachman's case, should she be divorced? Yes. When she receives the get. But what did Rav Nachman say? That they're not divorced at all. So don't you see Rav Nachman's wrong? So says Gemara, no. Hachi hashta. There it is again. Faulty comparison. Hasam adam yodea she'in shlichus l'katan. V'gam v'nasna l'shum halacha didei. Over there, in the case where the katana made the guy a shliach l'kabbalah, the husband's not an idiot. He knows that a katana can't make a shliach. So when he tells the guy, I want you to be my shliach, he knows that it's all up to him, that he's the one making the shliach, and therefore he's making the shliach la'olacha. But in Rav Nachman's case, the husband was lied to. He thought that the woman had made this guy a shliach le'kabbalah. So he was going along with it. And that's reasonable. It's a reasonable thing for him to be going along with. He had no idea that it was all a lie. So therefore, you can't bring a raya at all to our case. Hachatoy, over here he just made a mistake because he was misled. And he really did mean that the guy should be a shliach le'kabbalah because he thought that the guy was authorized to be shliach l'kabbalah. It just turns out that he wasn't. That second raya failed. Tashma, third raya to try to disprove Rav Nachman. Haveli, we're almost through the hard part. Haveli giti. If the woman says, I want you to bring my get. V'ishtecha amra, hiskabeli giti. The guy misrepresents himself and says, says that your wife made me a shliach l'kabbalah. Remember, this is the opposite case of Rav Nachman's case. This is the case that the Gemara had said at the top. Had we had this case, I'm sorry, I said it wrong. No, this is the exact case of Rav Nachman's case, right? Right, this is the exact case of Rav Nachman. Haveli giti, vishtecha amra eskabeli giti. Right, now here's the opposite case. Hiskabeli giti, vishtecha amra haveli giti. This is the opposite case of Rav Nachman. This is the case that the Gemara had said at the top, that if we would have had this case with a clear psak halacha, we'd be able to prove whether it's a dibura di da kasamich or a dibura di de kasamich. But now here we have it. We have this case where the woman makes the guy shliach l'kabbalah, and the guy claims he's a shliach l'halacha. V'hu omer holich v'tein la, and the husband says either, okay, go give it to her, zachila, or he says, acquire it for her, viskabela, or he says, receive it for her, in any of those lashonas. However the husband says it, ratzalachso yachsar. After delivering it to the shliach, they're not yet divorced. The husband could still back out on it. Mishi gia get liyada, mugureshes. But once the get is delivered to who? To the wife, then they're divorced. So my love, kabbalah a kabbalah v'halacha a halacha, isn't the case assuming that we spoke about two different cases over here. One where the woman really made the guy shliach l'kabbalah, and the guy claimed he was a shliach l'halacha, and one where it was the opposite. And then we had different lashonos of what the husband says. One where the husband says, holeich, which means shliach le halacha, and one where the husband says hiskabel, which means shliach le kabbalah. So we're assuming that the case where the husband says holech is when the shliach told him that he's supposed to be a shliach le halacha. So the husband was saying, okay, good, holech. And the case where the husband said hiskabel was where the shliach told him that he was going to be shliach l'kabbalah. So don't you see from there that even if the shliach told him I'm a shliach l'kabbalah, and the husband went along with it, so you see that what was the psak halacha? What did we say over here? They are divorced. When she receives the get. So it's against Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said that no, that if he was supposed to be a shliach l'halacha, he claimed he was a shliach l'kabbalah, husband says, okay, do it, that they're not divorced at all. But over here you see they are divorced, yeah? So we'll have to see. We'll get to that. Yeah.
When is this guy allowed to get remarried? And does he have to wait for the shliach to come back to him and like say, oh, the entire thing went smooth?
We'll get to that concept as well. Chaz Rishit says a little bowel, but he probably has to know. He probably has to know that it was delivered.
In Nachman's case, he points out that it's like lazy or something if he was a kabbalah, right?
Here it's reverse laziness.
But it sounds like in Nachman's case, he's saying that the shliach wouldn't go back to her. So this case wouldn't disprove anything because...
Excellent question. Rashi deals with it. And Rashi says, we assume that at first he didn't want to go back to her, so he decided, I'm not a shliach anymore. Then he changed his mind and decided to go back to her, but he can't make himself a shliach. Once he was ready, mevatel shliach, it's too late to change his mind. He can't make himself... If she reappoints him, then that would be fine, but she didn't. It's not his fault, it's just that you needed to get to work. Let's say I hire a sofer who I think is a reliable sofer to write a mezuzah for me. And the sofer instead writes, he writes the Aleph Beis on the mezuzah, instead of writing the actual parshios. And I pay him $100 for a fanciest mezuzah, and I put it up. Not my fault, it was in it. I mean, the guy had a beard and everything, right? How was I supposed to know? Do I get the mitzvah? No. So if you're also the husband, it's got to be done right. Yeah, you'd feel bad. No, it wouldn't be mamzerim anyway, because a man is allowed to marry more than one woman. Midar Raisa. It's only Cherem Drabbeinu Gershom that we don't allow it. Okay, so says the Gemara, so isn't this exactly Rav Nachman's case? Answers the Gemara, no, it's not. Lo, Kabbalah aholacha, veholacha aKabbalah. No, the case is, where the husband says, I want you to be a shliach leKabbalah, that's where the shliach represented himself as a shliach leHolacha. Meaning, the shliach was really Kabbalah, and the husband said Kabbalah. Okay, where the husband says, I want you to be a shliach lehalacha, that's where the shliach represented himself as shliach lekabbalah, which means he was really a shliach lehalacha. So then it's really halacha, then it works out great. So it says, wait a second. I kabbalah halacha, so exactly Scheinman's question from before. If the husband was saying, I want you to be a shliach lekabbalah, when the shliach told him he was a shliach lehalacha, right? So what was the guy really? The woman made him a shliach lekabbalah. Husband says, be a shliach lekabbalah. Husband says, the woman really made him a shliach lekabbalah. Guy lies, claims he's a shliach lelacha. Husband says, I don't care, I want you to be a shliach lekabbalah. When should they be divorced? The second the shliach gets it. So, it should be get right away as soon as the shliach gets it. So, shmamina da dibura di, from the fact that we don't say that, shmamina da dibura di deka samich, you see that the shliach must be relying, that the husband rather must be relying on the account of the shliach, and when he says his kabbal, he doesn't really mean kabbalah. He means what you claimed you are. He doesn't really mean kabbalah. He means what you claimed you are, which is shliach le halacha. That he just relies on whatever the shliach claims he is. So don't you see that's a proof that he relies on whatever the shliach claims he is? Says Gemara, no, you can't compare. Hasam ka amr le helach kamasha amra. Hacha mi ka amr le helach kamasha amra. Big difference. When he says helach, that's one thing. When he says helach kamasha amra, so then that would mean do what she said, right? If he says zechi v'hiskabel, that's very different than helach kamasha amra. Helach kamasha amra might mean okay, do what she said. Might mean do what you say she said. But when you say hiskabel means be a shliach kabbalah. I don't care what you claimed you are. I want you to be a shliach the Kabbalah. So in this case, the reason in this case, it's not a raya that dibura didei kasamich, because he's saying I want you to be a shliach le Kabbalah. Okay, let's. That's the end of the hard part. Now it gets a little bit easier. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a brisa. It gets a little easier, then it gets much easier later on. Tanu Rabbanan, hiskabeli giti. A woman says, "I want you to be a shliach lekabbalah." V'yesh chamer hiskabeli giti. The shliach. Oh, why is it easier? Because what did the shliach do?
He told
the truth. He said that I am a shliach lekabbalah. V'hu omer, and the husband says, "Holich v'tein la zachila v'iskabala." Any of these lashonos, go give it to her. Zachila, acquired for her. Iskabala, rotzalach or lo yachzer. In any of those cases, once the shliach receives the get, they're divorced. The husband can't back out anymore. Rabbi Nassan omer. Rabbi Nassan says, "Whoa. We got to pay attention to what the husband says." Holich v'tein la rotzalach or yachzer. If the husband says, "Go give it to her," then he can still back out. Why? Because that's the equivalent of the husband saying, "I know you're a shliach l'kabbalah, but guess what? I'm not giving it to a shliach l'kabbalah." So you have two options. You could either not be anything or be my shliach l'halacha. That's what we assume the husband means when he says holich v'tein la, according to Rabbi Nassan. So he does. He says, "I'm not letting you be a shliach. I'm not giving it to you as a shliach l'kabbalah. Sorry, I don't recognize you as my wife. So you could be a shliach l'halacha as far as I'm concerned." So therefore, he could still back out as long as the woman hasn't received the get yet. But if the husband says zachila v'iskabela, he says acquire it for her, be mekabel it for her, then ratzalach zelo yachzer. Then the husband would not be able to back out, because then he's agreeing that the guy should really be a shliach l'kabbalah. Rebbe Omer, but Rebbe says Bikula nimratzalachzar lo yachzar. No matter what he says, the guy is a shliach lekabbalah, and the second husband gives it to him. They're divorced. Aval, but im Omer lo ef shisha tekabala ella holech v'tein la. Let's say the husband is as explicit as you could possibly be. The husband says explicitly, ef shi, I don't want you to be a shliach lekabbalah. You know what I want you to be? Shliach laolacha. Then ratzalachzar yachzar. Then clearly they're not divorced yet when the get is given to the shliach. Then for sure he could back out. So essentially, what did we say? Three opinions. The guy was made a shliach lekabbalah. He told the truth, said he's a shliach lekabbalah. Tanakama says no matter what the husband says, zachila, iskabala, teinla, it's a shliach lekabbalah, it's all good. Rabbi Nassan says, if the husband uses a lashon of Kabbalah, it's a shliach l'kabbalah, and it's all good. But if the husband uses a lashon of holich v'tein la, then it's not going to be good. Then the guy's only shliach l'olacha. Comes along Rebbe and says, no matter what lashon he uses, it's all good. Unless he actually says explicitly, no, you are not a shliach l'kabbalah. Ask the Gemara, Rebbe Hainu Tanakama. Rebbe saying the same thing as Tanakama, which is no matter what lashon he uses, he means shliach l'kabbalah. Right? So it's the same exact thing. Says there are two possible answers. Iba yaseima efshi asalashmina. One possible answer is maybe Rebbe's teaching me a new din that I didn't know before, and that is the din of efshi, meaning the din that the husband can explicitly say, you are not my shliach l'ka, you are not a shliach l'kabbalah, and therefore uproot him as a shliach l'kabbalah. The iba yaseima or hakamashmalan. Mantanakama, Rebbe. Or it could just be very simply, that the Bryce is coming to teach us who is this anonymous Tanakama? It's Rebbe, and that's why he records Rebbe's Shita. Main point so far on Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. Actually, we have one on the bottom of Samach Beis Amud Beis. We're up to number four, I think, on Samach Beis Amud Beis. Main point number four on Samach Beis Amud Beis. When a shliach lies about his mission, the Gemara tries to prove from Rav Nachman's psak that adibura didei samich. That's an important concept also. Adibura didei kasamich. I'm circling that in my Gemara. Adibura didei kasamich. That he's relying, that the husband relies on the shliach's word. But the Gemara rejects that proof. Right. But we assume that's what the husband has in mind, to rely on the shliach's word, which is bad, correct. The Gemara rejects that proof because the shliach himself undoes his own shlichus in this case. He says, I don't want to be a shliach l'olach. He's undoing his own shlichus. So it's not a proof at all. Main point number one on Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. Three attempts to prove who wrong? Rav Nachman wrong. Two of these attempts utilize the concept of Kivan Shanasanein of Lagarsha. That's just an aside. Right, what's Kivan Shanasanein of Lagarsha? What's that concept that we circled before?
He makes it.
Good. Once I want to divorce you, just do whatever it takes to get me divorced. All three attempts are rejected, though. All three proofs are rejected. Main point number two, Machlokas Tanakama, and I wrote in parentheses Rebbe, because it might be Rebbe, versus Rabbi Nassen. In a case where the shliach accurately presents himself as a shliach lekabbalah, machlokas tanakama and Rabbi Nassim. If the shliach accurately represents himself as a shliach lekabbalah, but then the husband says holech v'teinla, so do we assume that's shliach lekabbalah or shliach lehalacha? That's machlokas. Again, Machlokes Tanakam and Rabbi Nassim, the husband accurately presents himself as a Shliach LeKabbalah. But the husband says, instead of saying Hiskabel, says Holich V'teinla. That's a Machlokes, whether the guy now becomes a Shliach LeHalacha. So we are now three lines from the bottom of Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. I'll let you know when it's going to get much easier. Not yet. But that, come on, the second, that little thing we just did now is a lot easier than the first part, I think. Ibailahu. Gemara asks a shayla. Heilach l'Rabbi Nassim. Kizachi dami or lav kizachi dami? According to Rabbi Nassim, remember Rabbi Nassim was the guy who says that if you say holech, you mean to say that you want the guy to be a shliach l'holacha. What if you say heilach? Does heilach mean shliach l'holacha? Or does Helach mean Shliach LeKabbalah?
I
don't know. I don't know enough diktuk to be able to tell you what the difference is between Helach and Helach. I know. Would you believe? So if that's on tape. So so he says, Helach Rabbi Nassim, Kizachi Dami Olav Kizachi Dami. So is that, it's less embarrassing than the whole Mark meaning on tape, right? So is that Kizachi Dami? Is that a Lashon of Kabbalah? Or is that not a Lashon of Kabbalah? So Tashma, Gemara says, I'll bring you a proof. Ha'omer, skabel getzel l'ishti. Oh, holich getzel l'ishti. A guy says, I want you to be mekabel this get for my wife. Or I want you to bring this get to my wife. Rotzel lachzer yachzer. So he could still back out after he gives it to the shliach. Why? Because the guy can't make a shliach l'kabbalah. Right? And if the guy's a shliach l'alacha, you could still back out as long as the wife doesn't have it yet. Ha'isha sha'amra, if the woman says, hiskabeli giti, I want you to receive my get, rotzalach so lo yachzer, then you can't back out. Because then the guy is a real shliach le Kabbalah, right? Simple case. Says the Gemara, my love behilach Rabbi Nassim. What's the case? Aren't we talking about a case where we're assuming that this is Rabbi Nassim? The woman made the guy a shliach le Kabbalah, and the husband said, heilach. And that's where we're saying that the guy's a shliach le Kabbalah. And the husband said, heilach. So don't you see that heilach is a lashon of Kabbalah? Says Gemara, lo, baholich, v'rebi. No, maybe he said holich. And we're just assuming like Rebbe, that even holich, if the woman makes a guy shliach l'kabbalah, remember Rebbe's the guy that said that if the woman made a guy shliach l'kabbalah, anything you say, the guy stays a shliach l'kabbalah. So that's not a good raya. We're going to have three rayas over here about what heilach is. First raya fails. Second raya number two, tashma. Remember, we just saw this, right? Rebbe said, if the husband says, "No, no, I don't want you to be shliach lekabbalah, you can be shliach lehalacha," rotzalach so yachzer. Then the husband can back out after he gives it to the shliach. So taima da amar efshi, halo amar efshi, rotzalach so lo yachzer. The whole reason that the guy has turned into a shliach l'olach is because the husband said explicitly, I don't want you to be a shliach l'kabbalah. Makes it sound like if the husband never said that explicitly, then the guy would be a shliach l'kabbalah. How could the guy be a shliach l'kabbalah? My lav behelach, v'Rabbi Nassim. Aren't we assuming that you use the lashon of Halach, and that's why the guy remains a shliach lekabbalah. That even Rabbi Nassim would hold that if you use the lashon of Halach, would be a shliach lekabbalah. So no. Who says we use the lashon of Halach? But Holich for Rebbe. Maybe we're assuming you use the lashon of Holich, and Rebbe holds that the guy would still be a shliach lekabbalah. So that's not a raya at all either. Second raya fails. Tashma raya number three. Holich gets the ishti. Say, I want you to give this, bring this get to my wife. Ratzalachso yachso. If you want to back out before the guy gets to your wife, you can. Heilach gets el ishti. Here's a pretty strong raya. Heilach gets el ishti. Ratzalachso lo yachso. If you say, I want heilach, then you can't back out after you give it to the guy. So man shamet leidamer baholech ratzalachso yachso. Who's the one that says that a lashon of holech means that you're flipping the guy into a shliach lahalacha? So that's Rabbi Nassim. And yet, v'ka'amar, that same guy says, behelach, that if you just say helach instead of holech, ratzalach so lo yachsa, that the guy remains a shliach le kabbalah. Shema mina helach kizchida mishma mina. Okay, you got us there. That's a raya, that helach is a lashon of kabbalah. Meaning the only person that says holech, when the woman makes the guy a shliach le kabbalah, the guy says, I'm a shliach le kabbalah, I tell the guy, okay, holech. Who's the one that says that the guy now turns into a shliach lahalacha? Only Rabbi Nassim. And yet if you say heilach, he says the guy stays a shliach lekabbalah. So that's a raya. Main point number one. Now it gets easier. That was the hard part. I told you the first stuff is hard. The rest of the parak is easy. So you got to go over that a lot of times. But after that, it will be a lot easier. Three attempted proofs that heilach kizachi dami. According to Rabbi Nassim, three attempted proofs that Heilach is Kizachi Dami, according to Rabbi Nassim, the first two proofs fail. And the third is accepted. Yeah. According to Rabbi, even Holich is Kizachi Dami, so of course Heilach is Kizachi Dami. Says the Gemara. Says the Gemara a little bit further. Itmar hiskabeli giti, vishcham hiskabeli giti. The woman makes the guy shliach lekabbalah. The guy says, "Guess what? I'm a shliach lekabbalah." So he reports it accurately. Vuomer holich v'teinla. The husband says, "Okay, go give it to her." Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, nasa shlucho v'shlucha v'choletzes. Which is a fancy way of saying, we don't know if she's divorced or not. It's a suffix. Meaning we had a machlokas in this case. It was a machlokas Rabbi and Rav Nassim. Right? When the guy is a shliach lekabbalah, and then the husband says, holech. So that was a machlokas. So what does Rav say over here? I don't know. Not sure how to paskin. Right? Suffix. So the memra de mesafkele le ravi, holech kizachi dami olav kizachi dami? Do you mean to tell me Rav doesn't know whether holech is a lashon of kabbalah or halacha? But didn't Rav teach us that, let's say you do it with money, you owe a guy money and you say to a shliach, here, holech this money to the person I owe it to. Amar Rav chayev b'achriyuso v'imba lachzor eino chozer. Rav says the money's already paid back the second I give it to the shliach. It's already done. So what do you see? That holech is like kizachi, that it's like I'm asking you to acquire it. So apparently it's not a suffix. Says the Gemara, no, big difference. Hasam, safek mamona lekula, hacha, safek isura lechumra. Both of those are concepts. Safek mamona lekula, safek isura lechumra. By money, what do you do when you have a safek about money? Come on, we discussed this in Shir. What do you do when you have a safek whether somebody owes somebody money?
Split.
You don't split. That's sumchas. We don't do it. Hamotzi mechavero, alav haraya. Right? That's what you do. Suffik mamona lekula just is a. There is no kula by money. What's kula for one guy is a chumra for the other guy. What we mean by that is hamotzi mechaver lavaraya. Why did Rav Paskin by the money case that once I've paid it back to the shliach, it's as even if the shliach loses it, the guy can't ask me for the money again? Because you can't get more money out of me unless you could prove to me that paying it back to the shliach wasn't good enough. So Rav wasn't sure. So you can't prove it. But over here, we're not sure if the woman is married or not. What do you do with a suffix isser? What's the rule by a suffix isser? Suffix isser daraisa is lechumra. Eishes ish, concept daraisa or drabanan? Daraisa, right? Marriage is daraisa. Okay, I lied before. That's where the end of the Helach Holech Skabel, that's where it really ends. That's where it really ends. Now it gets much, much easier. We have 4 minutes left, I think, so let's make the most of our 4 minutes. We probably can, because now it really does get easier. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav. Eina isha osa shliach lekabel agita miyad shliach baila. A woman, even though a woman can make a shliach lekabalah, and a man can make a shliach lehalacha, you can't have nobody show up at the divorce. Meaning, you can't have neither the husband nor the wife. You can't have the husband make a shliach lehalacha, and then the woman make a shliach lekabalah to get the get from the shliach lehalacha. That you can't do.
Why not?
We'll get to why not. Rabbi Chanina Amar, isha osa shliach lekabalah gita miyad shliach baila. Rabbi Chanina says, sure you can. Why not? Everyone's entitled to make their own shluchim. Why not? So my time with the Rav. What's the reason for Rav that it's no good? Gemara says two possibilities. Iba yisaber mishum bizayun debal. One possibility is that it's a disrespect to the husband that the woman's going to make a shliach and not even show up to her own get. So it's disrespecting the husband. Well, wait a second. Why is it okay then for her ever to make a shliach lekabala? Because if the husband gives it to that shliach lekabala, he's obviously mochel on the disrespect. But if the husband's not there to make that decision and it's his shliach giving it, so we don't know that the husband's mochel on it. Maybe the husband doesn't want, you know, the woman to send a shliach to disrespect to the husband. Why do we only care about the husband's disrespect, not the wife's disrespect?
Because he's giving her the get.
Because the husband's das is all that matters by a get. Midah raisa, you can give a get to a woman bal karcha against her will. So it may be a disrespect to the wife, but we don't care. Iba yisema, I don't mean it like that. I mean in terms of her das is not needed. Just circle that word for now. We're going to start with this machlokas next time. Let me just give you main point number two. Main point number two, chatzera ba liachrimikain. Main point number two is Rav is mesupak. Rav is not sure whether holich is kizachi or not. So by money he says hamoti mechaver alavaraya. And by Isser, he says, L'chumra. By Eishas Ish, he says, L'chumra. That is main point number two. Okay, so Mirza Hashem, next time we'll probably be able to move a little faster because it'll be a little easier.
So we're done with that. Like,
yeah, the challenging part is over. So, but yeah, you're going to need to go over this several times probably, because it's not an easy Gemara. I had to go over it several times myself as well. Okay.